This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
It's Wednesday morning, and this, of course, the day of the Pope's general weekly audience. They have moved back out into St. Peter's Square with social distancing. And covering that is Relevant Radio Vatican correspondent Ashley Nerona joining us live from Rome. Ashley, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, John. Very happy to be with you this morning.
And the focus of the Pope's catechesis now is one of prayer.
That's right. In fact, he continues to discuss the importance of prayer in our lives and to help us to relate to it by looking at various stories from the Old Testament. So last week, we spoke about Abraham, and today we're talking about Jacob. And today, the Holy Father talked about the story of Jacob wrestling with God. So he called Jacob a man who shrewdly developed his best talent. He called him a self-made man, referring to the idea that Jacob rose, became successful through trickery, and that's how he gained the blessing and the birthright from his brother. And although he was estranged from his brother, he longed to see Esau eventually, so he set off to find him. And it was on that journey that, of course, that night, he ended up wrestling with a stranger. And after all of that, was told by that stranger that his name would no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because he had striven with God and with men and had prevailed. So it's then that Jacob understands that he has encountered God face to face. Now, Pope Francis said that wrestling with God is something we all do, and it's something we do in prayer. And it was at that moment, because Jacob had succeeded in his life really through his own effort, it was then that Jacob realized that he was a mortal and that he was powerless in the presence of God. And so finally, at that moment, he laid himself before God's power. And so the Pope said that each of us, too, has an appointment with God. He called it in the nights of our lives, in the dark moments, the moments of sin, the moments of disorientation. And this is when we're all alone and we finally recognize our own weakness. And he said that at that moment, when we do come to that realization, we shouldn't fear, because we must remember that, like Jacob, God will give us a new name. And the new name, he said, would contain the meaning of our entire life. And it's then that God will offer us the blessing that is reserved to those who allow themselves to be changed by the power of God. And Pope Francis also quoted today from the Catechism, explaining that the spiritual tradition of the Church has retained the symbol of prayer as a battle of faith and as the triumph of perseverance. And he asked us all to enter deeply into prayer and to remember to lay ourselves prostrate to the power of God, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from the Vatican, a summary of the Pope's general weekly audience. And as you know, in our conversations with Ashley every week, we've been talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, because generally speaking, Italy has been 3 to 4 weeks ahead of where we are in the United States. And sadly, in some of those states that have opened already and have been open for a while, we're seeing a decided uptick of cases of the coronavirus being diagnosed. How are things going in Italy now, post-lockdown?
Right. Well, you know, things continue to change every day, and still no one is exactly sure what to expect, as many businesses remain closed. There are various businesses who have placed protest signs in front of their windows or locked doors saying, we're not going to be able to open unless we get some kind of assistance. We cannot open under these conditions, where only a few people are allowed in our store at a time, for example, or only a few people are allowed to dine in our restaurant. So there's a lot of push and pull happening at this very moment. One thing that has been a bright spot for Romans is that the Vatican has established a special support fund specifically for Roman families, those who are struggling, of course, because of losing their jobs. And this fund is at the moment totaling about 1 million euro. So when it was launched, Pope Francis said that he had in mind specifically daily workers, people with contracts which haven't been renewed after this lockdown situation, looking at people who are paid by the hour, interns, domestic workers, entrepreneurs with small businesses, self-employed folks. And so the idea is that he called on Romans throughout the city to help make contributions to this fund. And this way, they can help to contribute to the welfare of their fellow citizens. Now, our mayor, Virginia Raggi, immediately pledged 500,000 euro to this fund. And so the idea is that, in the Pope's words, it's meant to reaffirm the dignity of work. So in other words, to really help those who don't have any kind of institutional protection right now, and they need support at the moment. He said that he hoped that this encouraged what he called a next-door neighbor solidarity within the city, John.
It's probably too early to tell, but have you seen any additional tourist activity so far in Rome?
Well, not yet. We haven't yet, but actually there are some really positive signs because at the beginning of July, a low-cost Irish airline that's very famous in Europe, it's called Ryanair, is going to start flying once again. And the good news is that they have already booked out thousands of flights to Italy, to Portugal, to Spain. So these are really British and Irish holidaymakers who want to support their fellow Europeans. And so what they've discovered is at this point, starting from the 1st of July, and onwards from there, every day flights are being sold out, and they are going to be flying full. So the reality, though, is that the UK still has very stringent restrictions on people coming back into the country and on quarantining restrictions. So the airline, for example, is pushing back against the government, asking them to ease those travel restrictions so people will be able to fly more freely. Okay. And the rumor is that here in Rome, around the 15th of June, the restrictions, for example, for people coming into Italy and having to quarantine are going to be completely erased. So we're just, again, we watch and wait.
That might be our literal ticket to Rome, Glenn, aboard that low-cost airline. You just have to hit downtown with the accordion, pass the hat, make a couple of bucks. By the way, Ashley, there is nothing better for social distancing than the accordion. We have found that out from experience over the last 9 weeks.
No one's been close in years.
Exactly. There you go. Catholic Marriage Summit is something that Ashley Narona and her husband John are involved with. If you want to strengthen your marriage, and this is something that can be done virtually and online, tell us about the Catholic Marriage Summit that starts tomorrow and how our Relevant Radio listeners can be a part of it, Ashley.
You know, John, we are so looking forward to this. So the imagine this. The organizers have managed to get together over 60 great couples to share heart-to-heart what marriage is like, what they deal with on a daily basis, especially from a Catholic perspective, all kinds of ideas for how to strengthen marriage. So there's going to be some great folks there, Scott and Kimberly Hahn and Damon and Melanie Owens and Steve and Janet Ray and Christopher West and Chris Stefanik and Matt Fred and Ted Street, but all with their husbands and wives. And the best part is that it's all free. It's all free for all of us and virtual, which means that we can sit in our living rooms and watch and enjoy. So my husband, John, and I are going to be presenting. We're going to be talking about strategic marriage planning. So the idea is how to build a marriage with a mission. And what John and I have done is really looked at our own lives, our own experiences. So both John and I were involved in marriage and pastoral counseling before we married, as well as in things that we learned in the business world. So we have applied those tips and tools to ourselves, and 12 years later, they are tried and true. So we are sharing our ideas to help people come up with more intentional and purposeful marriages, a formula for success. So the best part is that, like I said, all weekend long, it's completely free. So you can watch at any point from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then after that, to keep having access to the content. They have a lifetime access pass as well, so you can keep enjoying. So the idea is to take a marriage that's good to make it great, to take a marriage that's weak to make it strong. And I'll tell you, from a personal perspective, one of the most edifying things for me has been being part of the Facebook group that has been created by the summit, where couples are just sharing who they are. They're sharing their journey of marriage. And there are stories that are joyful, and there are stories that are heartbreaking and sorrowful. And it's beautiful to see this Catholic community that's formed and is supporting each other in this. And John and I have put together a special ebook. It's a Mission Marriage ebook that is free. And we're inviting people to use that, to download that, to go ahead and use it as a resource to grow their marriage, for engaged couples, for people who are discerning marriage, for priests, for counselors and therapists, and anyone who works with married people. So, John, there are such good things happening here for over the next few days. And my husband, John, and I have just been praying so much for everyone involved, for the participants and for the speakers and for the organizers, that so many hearts will be touched and so many marriages will be strengthened, John.
Boy, that's a Catholic all-star lineup, along with Ashley and John Narona as well. And you can sign up for free, the marriage seminar, at joyfuleverafter.org, joyfuleverafter.org. We got the link up on our Morning Air Facebook page. Ashley Narona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, as always, you and John are in our prayers. Thanks so much.
Oh, God bless you. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.